Kansas's technical colleges are booming. Enrollment has grown by more than a third since 2013. At the same time, other schools struggle to keep students. Tech colleges enjoy a growing reputation as a fast path to a high-paying job. But there's little evidence they offer a better start than community colleges. Stephen Basaha, the Kansas News Service, explains what's behind the tech school surge.
Jeremy King didn't want the traditional college experience.
I wanted to be more hands-on, not a traditional university where you're taking a small chunk of classes that in your actual field and a lot of classes that have nothing to do with your field.
That led King to what was then called Wichita Area Technical College. He got his hands-on training, an associate's degree, and eventually a job designing sections of private jets. About a decade later, he's back and teaches at the same technical college, now called WSU Tech. King says it holds the same appeal: less theory, more practice.
Yes, they still have to take general education courses. Yes, they still need to know how to do math, but a bulk of our programs are technical classes.
WSU Tech is one of a half dozen tech colleges in Kansas that receive taxpayer funding. They have more in common with community colleges than private outfits like DeVry. Actually, there's not much separating technical and community colleges, including those hands-on opportunities.
Well, they tell you that your final is building something, a physical something, to do something else.
Daniel Higdon says the engineering course he teaches at Butler Community College has plenty of hands-on time. He says, yes, there are some teachers at Butler that spend the entire time lecturing.
But I bet if I go and walk around, I can find one of those classes occurring in any college in the United States.
Including technical colleges?
Including technical colleges. I've seen technical instructors that teach that way, personally. I've sat through those trainings personally.
Community and tech colleges have something else in common: results, both good and bad. Most community college students transfer to a university, but like tech colleges, many programs send graduates straight into the workforce. Both offer associate's degrees that can earn graduates more than $50,000 a year. In others, graduates barely earn enough to float above the poverty line. The most noticeable difference is cost. Credits and fees at a tech college can be twice as expensive. Quick-to-earn certifications popular at tech colleges do save time and money, but community colleges have plenty of those options too. So, with similar results at a higher cost, why are tech colleges growing as others decline? Turns out there's an easy answer. Have the state pay the tuition.
The only money I paid for is the rental fee for books, which is shy of two digits.
The vast majority of the growth at technical colleges come from high school students like Bishop Zelmer. Kansas covers tuition, if not all the fees, for the tech courses they take. That's led to thousands of students enrolling in technical colleges while they're still in high school. Zelmer says the welding certification he earned last year from WSU Tech has already led to a job interview with a manufacturing company.
I plan on actually getting hired there. I feel like I'm confident enough.
Sherry Utash is the president of WSU Tech.
Our high school population at this college has grown from 700 to over 2,500 over the last 2 to 3 years.
Those high school students explain the majority of the tech college boom, but not all of it. Utash says other students come for the pipeline to jobs.
We really work hard with employers in every industry.
With Spirit AeroSystems planning on hiring 1,400 new workers in Wichita, WSU Tech cut its sheet metal program from 8 weeks to 6 mid-semester to fill those jobs. For student Matthew Fitch, the main difference between community and technical colleges is the attitude. He noticed it when he transferred from Pratt Community College to WSU Tech.
Everybody's kind of focused on learning a lot so they can get a nice job. You know, there's no parties all the time.
Fitch says students at WSU Tech only want to do three things:
get education, get a nice career going, make money.
And the idea of trading college culture for the promise of a fast, no-nonsense path to a good job is a powerful draw. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Basaha in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.